Hundreds of thousands of acres are now on fire in 7 western states. For nearly 2 weeks, the firefighters' highest priority has been containing several major blazes that have blackened large parts of Colorado. But in recent days, a rapidly growing fire in eastern Arizona has been commanding attention and resources. It's known as the Rodeo Fire. Reporter Sadie Babbitts is at the Incident Command Center in Sholo, Arizona. She joins us by phone. Sadie, how big is the fire right now?
Leanne, the fire is about 110,000 acres, and it continues to grow. In fact, when you come into the town of Sholo, you're going to see this blanket of smoke. It almost looks like a thundercloud, except that the winds have been so high today that it's really created kind of a sweep effect across the sky, and you can really see that smoke today. Yesterday, that wasn't there. You really saw more of the cumulonimbus clouds, big puffy clouds, a lot of purple, a lot of orange. Actually, very spectacular.
But can you smell it? Can you taste it?
Oh, it's incredible. As you come in, you're going to smell the smoke. It's like being at a campfire, except much more intense. And it stays in your nostrils, and it makes you very nauseous.
How close are the firefighters now to getting it contained?
Actually, they are at 0% containment right now. The estimation on trying to get this thing under control is into early July, and that's just a very rough estimate. What makes this so tricky is that there is another fire that is burning towards the Rodeo Fire, and if it does link up with it, it will create a 300,000-acre wildfire.
And containing the blaze, I imagine, depends a lot on the wind and the weather. What's the forecast?
In the forecast right now, a lot of wind. Gusts today are up to 30 miles an hour. That's making it very difficult. The good thing is that the winds are blowing away from Sholo, and Sholo was on alert for evacuation. No rain is in the forecast. A lot of wind, sunshine, and what makes this extremely dangerous is that Arizona is seeing the worst drought in its history. And so, you know, you have tinder, dry timber out there and making for a great fuel.
You said that Sholo was on the list for evacuation. Are people being evacuated from their homes?
They are not being evacuated from their homes. They are on alert. Some people have left voluntarily. Others are just staying put and seeing what happens. I mean, it's amazing as you come into town, there's kind of this little hill and everybody stops there in their pickup trucks and take pictures and talk with each other about this fire and what they're seeing. It's just so colossal.
Is it a very populated area?
Sholo has about 7,700 people here, so it's a fairly remote community. The communities of Linden, Pinedale, and Clay Springs have already been evacuated, and yesterday the fire swept through Pinedale, taking out several structures, a few chicken coops, barns, garages, and a few homes.
Are fire officials giving you any idea about how the fire may have started?
Just a little bit of a tidbit. It is human-caused, and they are saying it's very suspicious. Now, whether they're saying that that's arson or not, they cannot confirm that. But it is suspicious, and it is human-caused, and that's all I know at this point.
And you mentioned just briefly the other fire. There is a real concern that the small fire could merge with the Rodeo Fire at this point?
Yes, a fire information officer has said that there is an 80% chance that that fire, the Tedeschi Fire, could actually merge with this bigger fire, the Rodeo Fire.
Sadie, thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, Leanne.
Sadie Babbitts is a reporter for Arizona Public Radio, and she is at the Incident Command Center in Sholo, Arizona.